Now turn to part four. You will hear a conversation between a boy, Carl, and a girl, Susanna, about a school concert. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part four. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Susanna. I'm just going to the practice for the school concert. Are you coming to play your violin in the school orchestra?
I'm afraid not, Carl. I'm not at all keen on playing in concerts.
You're not nervous about performing in front of an audience, are you?
It's not that. There are lots of other things I'd rather be doing.
But I thought you liked music. You have violin lessons, don't you?
Yes, I do. But I don't enjoy them. The worst, having to practice for half an hour every day. I never get any better, and it just seems a waste of time.
Oh, I enjoy practicing, because then I feel that I'm making progress. In fact, playing the piano is a way of escaping from the stress of my schoolwork.
I'd be happy if I could stop my violin lessons. Parents won't let me. They say I'll regret it later, but I don't agree. It's not as if I'm going to make music my career like you are.
I'm not good enough to be a professional musician, I'm afraid. And it's much too uncertain. I'm hoping to be a chemist, like my father. That offers much more security.
I want a good career too, but I don't want to be a teacher like my parents. Perhaps when I've been to university, I'll have more idea of what I want to do. I'll probably get a job abroad, because I'd really love to travel and see the world.
Well, there's lots of time to hide. But what about this concert? They really need more violins in the orchestra. Won't you come and join in?
Sorry, you can't make me change my mind.
Well, that's a pity. I suppose you won't want a ticket to the concert either.
You're right, but I hope it goes well.
Now listen again.
Hi, Susanna. I'm just going this for the school concert. Are you coming to play your violin in the school orchestra?
I'm afraid not, Carl. I'm not at all keen on playing in concerts.
You're not nervous about performing in front of an audience, are you?
It's not that, but there are lots of other things I'd rather be doing.
But I thought you liked music. You have violin lessons, don't you?
Yes, I do. But I don't enjoy them. The worst part is having to practice for half an hour every day. I never get any better, and it just seems a waste of time.
Oh, I enjoy practicing, because then I feel that I'm making progress. In fact, playing the piano is a way of escaping from the stress of my schoolwork.
I'd be happy if I could stop my violin lessons, but my parents won't let me. They say I'll regret it later, but I don't agree. It's not as if I'm going to make music my career like you are.
I'm not good enough to be a professional musician, I'm afraid. And it's much too uncertain. I'm hoping to be a chemist, like my father. That offers much more security.
I want a good career too, but I don't want to be a teacher like my parents. Perhaps when I've been to university, I'll have more idea of what I want to do. I'll probably get a job abroad, because I'd really love to travel and see the world.
Well, there's lots of time to decide. But what about this concert? They really need more violins in the orchestra. Won't you come and join in?
Sorry, you can't make me change my mind.
Well, that's a pity. I suppose you won't want a ticket to the concert either.
You're right, but I hope it goes well.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. That is the end of the test.